resurrect the republic. Truth Radio Broadcast. Gambling in Havana. Or Nevada.
Send lawyers, guns, and money. Dad, get me out of this. Desperate man. Send lawyers, guns, and money. This shit has hit the fan.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN. I'm joined tonight by, of course, the lovely Miss Lori Anderson, Eric Hughes, the Freedom Screamer, courtroom observer, asset in and of himself. I don't know if Chris Cave and Gary will be with us, but we are joined by John Lamb tonight with a special report out of Nevada of some dirty lawyers, hired guns and thugs, and the money that drives them. Well, I don't even know where to go. Some of these things are going to be alleged. I'm just going to make a disclaimer in the beginning of the show. Thank you for that, Lori, for reminding me about that. But as far as I'm concerned, they can kiss my rosy red cheeks, as far as
of
I'm concerned.
Course.
Yeah. At this point, with everything that I've heard coming out of Nevada and the Brady violations, just one thing after another. So anyway, we're going to turn this over to John Lamb so that he can update us because he's got more of the details because he's on the ground there. I'm still in behind enemy lines, so to speak, you know, just sticking with the drama here in Oregon, still somewhat detained, halfway out, halfway in. So, John, are you with us?
You're in the building. John, how are you? It's just Eric chiming in. I just arrived. Yeah, John Lamb with us. I hear he has some absolutely huge news tonight.
Yes, there's some really good news tonight.
There's some big news coming out here. It's actually very scary news, but it's news that needs to be put out. The government has been, the prosecutors in this case, have been trying to hide stuff from day one in this case, as we all know, and covering up tons and tons of information. Some of the biggest stuff, you know, in the last few weeks have been like Dan Love's emails, the threat assessments, and all this kind of stuff that we haven't even totally unsealed yet. It's still, most of this stuff is sealed. But a whistleblower came forward in this case and just blew things wide open the last few days. And this was a whistleblower that's still keeping his name secret that worked for the Department of Justice under Steve Miery, and he got fired because he wanted to disclose a lot of stuff that that he felt that was a safety to a lot of people. And one of these things was a kill list, a list that has been was given out for people to be assassinated and killed.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
He's not kidding you. He's not kidding you.
Can I just say something real quick? Hey, you guys, listen up. Listen, this is biblical. The guy is opening the seals.
Yeah. And the judge
John,
and the prosecutors are trying to keep all this under seal. They're trying to cover it. They've ordered all the defendants not to talk. But several sources have come forward and called myself and told what's going on, fearful for their lives. Fearful for what's going on. So this, some of this information I've been receiving firsthand, it's fact. And the stuff that I've been gleaning anyway from the courtroom, just not knowing how far to go with it or what to say. And today we was able to actually uncover this. And this is multiple sources have been receiving this same information, not just one. And,
I've heard that. I've heard that.
Yes. It's been spreading like wildfire. And it is a fact. It's a fact that this stuff is happening. That's why this case has come to a complete stop at this moment. That's why we're on the verge of a mistrial or a dismissal of this case. And yeah. Dismissal is what we want. We want a 100% dismissal. But with the judge and Navarro and all of them, they're scrambling trying to save this case any way they can. They want it to go forward, but they know there's no way it can go forward at this point, not with all the information. So what we're demanding that these courts on the 20th of December, when we go back, are unsealed. We're also demanding that they unseal all this redacted and sealed documents that they've been hiding from the public. Myself, attorney. Yes, I've hired an attorney. I'm filing a lawsuit myself for the rights of all this, paperwork to be revealed to us. It's detrimental that we get it for the safety of so many Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing.
Who do they think they work for?
That's right.
You know,
this is the only way we're going to protect people from being killed, is to get this out there.
Well, they're really putting themselves out in the open. Last night, John, I had my old co-host with me back on the radio, Bruce Ray Riggs, and we laid it all out there of how these courts have turned, decade after decade, going back 150 years to right where we are today. It's almost like it's an illusion of constitutionality in government. It's an illusion because we're starting to see right now secret proceedings, sealed courtrooms, information withheld from the jury.
Resisting the urge to use the W word.
Yes, yes, yes. I know that you are, and I appreciate that. This is a witch's court. I'm sorry. You know what? You're right. This is ridiculous. This is beyond insane. And fortunately, there's people like you, and there's enough interest in this trial that there's people in the face here. Because you know how many people across America deal with this kind of stuff on a daily basis, and they don't have that support, they don't have that light shining in, they don't have those courtroom observers like we have in this trial. I think God has really called us to do something here. I'm so grateful to you, John, for everything that you've done, and everybody out there with their boots on the ground there in Nevada. So what about this kill list? What details do you know about this?
We know that the Bundy family was top on the list. We know that any supporters of theirs that got in the way were on that list also. And
oh, that makes
that
me
right
too.
Now, yeah, it does. You're one of them. You're one of them. And even as far back as when Tom Collins said that anybody who came to Nevada better prepare and have funeral arrangements. This stuff has gone deep, and it's been a long time.
Tom Collins.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Tell our audience who Tom Collins is so that they know. I know, but you tell them.
He's a Clark County county commissioner for Clark County, Nevada, and has all kinds of reasons why that he would want to take this land along with Harry Reid and a bunch of others. So he's a Clark County public official.
Yeah, public official. Well, I'm going to tell my producer to make sure that I have you send a recording of this episode to me as quick as we can so we can get it out to Mr. Collins, because he's going to be delivered it to it forthwith. That
exactly.
Bastard.
Unbelievable. Go out there and kill the Patriots. And if anybody gets in your way, kill them too. Kill them all. Dear God, who's the real terrorist here?
Yeah, right. There's no reason why they needed snipers and everybody's wondered why the whole time. There was no threat. The threat assessment said there was no threat, but still they had snipers. They had military-looking men under Dan Law that didn't even have proper uniforms on. We couldn't even tell who they were. They looked just like somebody in Desert Storm or Iraq. Fighting against
crooked lawyers. Yes. Crooked lawyers, hired guns and dirty money.
Exactly, 100%. And we cannot forget Nadia Ahmed, one of the very prosecutors right now in the case. She was working for the Department of Interior back then, and she was at the Bundy Ranch. She was right involved before April 12th, and here she's prosecuting the defendants as we're speaking, and she was involved in it. So she had to know about this kill list back then. She had to know. She had Dan Love working for him all the way back then. This has gone deep.
Oh, my Lord. Well, I'm not really surprised. I mean, it's good to know that we're finding out so that we can share it with the public, but, I mean, none of this surprises me. Not one bit. Not one bit.
Right, But here's the thing. Here's the big thing. It reinforces our credibility with the sheeple. So now they can't say, oh, conspiracy theorist Tom or Eric, you look right here. Here's the proof. So it's very important for the big wake-up call.
Yes, and the very best part about it is one of their very own that works for the Department of Justice decided to speak up. He had enough. And this individual decided to speak up and tell the truth. And that's
open the next seal.
Big.
I love it. Beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, the fact that it's coming out at least is beautiful. The whole thing is disgusting, but you know we're this is what we've been dealt, and we're dealing with it as best we can. Amazing.
Yep. How's everybody holding up there? Have you been in touch with folks there, John?
I have. Everybody's doing really good right now. We're kind of going day by day. There are a lot of new motions that are being filed daily, different briefs and stuff, back and forth. Ryan Bundy filed a new one himself today, telling the judge what his intentions were to move forward in this case, and that's been made public today. So there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes, a lot of filing back and forth, but we're taking it one day at a time, and we're expecting around the 20th or before, this ruling from the judge that just declares this trial finished, one way or the other.
Yep.
And with the jurors not being in the room, they haven't been in the courtroom. They're not even involved in this case. The jurors are the ones who ultimately decide this case, and they haven't even been able to sit in on this case the month of December at all yet. So we've got a case that's moving forward without the jurors. I mean, There's no way this case can continue. The corruption has been overturned and exposed so heavily at this point that they don't have any further choice but to dismiss this case.
Yeah, there's too much public eye on this, I think, for them to. I mean, remember just a week or two ago that we played that a bunch of lawyers sitting around talking about this, saying, "Yeah, I think that they should probably give it up at this point."
Now, I have a question. The whistleblower that allegedly worked for Stephen Myrie and got tired of what was going on, so wanted to expose the truth, and this information, is the whistleblower alleging that this information is part of the sealed documents?
It is, and so what there's some evidential hearings taking place, and this whistleblower mm-hmm. is testifying to these things in front of the judge, which is all sealed. So we don't know who the whistleblower is at this point. I'm sure the defense team knows, mm-hmm. but us as observers, we're not allowed in the courtroom. So far, all this has been kept behind closed doors. But what has leaked out is that Myrie did fire this whistleblower. This whistleblower mm-hmm. did work for the Department of Justice for quite some time, and okay. he has exposed all of this stuff and turned a lot of this documents over to mm-hmm. other people to start exposing it. And that's when the defense team has called for this evidential hearing. So that's praise what takes place kind of behind the scenes.
And darn those pesky old Patriots continuously pointing out that Brady rule, huh?
Exactly.
You know, this is the very reason why, you know, I can't go into to complete detail with my situation specifically, but folks, so that you know, why we came from all over the country twice at two separate incidents. You know, I've said this before and I'll say it again. When the law itself becomes unlawful, it is the responsibility, in fact, it is the duty of the American people to stand up and enforce the rule of law. Regardless of what situation you found yourself in 20 years ago, regardless of what other restrictions that you have upon yourself, we have a greater duty to our fellow man, as we the people have a responsibility to stand up and rise against this corruption. We are not anti-government in any way, shape, or form. We are anti-corruption. I love how they try and smear us with that anti-government rhetoric while we're carrying around copies of the Constitution and trying to enforce the rule of law. It is my assertion that the Bundys became regulators. That's a term that I used quite a few times when I was out there. That, you know, I want people to try and really wrap their heads around that. When the law itself becomes unlawful, what do you need? That's what I believe that Ammon and Ryan and Cliven became the rule of law. They had to enforce the rule of law and enforce and stand up for their rights, and not just their rights, but the rights of everybody else. If they don't do it, who was going to? And this is why my mom, before she passed away, her heart rung out to her over the Bundy issue. It's how I found out about it to begin with, all those, before 2014, you know. And, you know, I lost a little chunk of my life here. I don't regret it. I don't regret it one bit. And I tell everybody else, if you don't rise up for your neighbor, who's going to rise up for you? Right, John?
Exactly right. And, you know, you couldn't have said it better about these people not being anti-government. None of us are. So many people from around the country came up, veterans and just downright Americans came to
uphold
the Constitution, to uphold the true law of the land, and to uphold the oath they had given. These veterans that came from around the country, they gave their support. They were there to support and uphold the oath they had taken to protect against any threat. And they came because they love this country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, while some campaign slogans that I don't necessarily disagree with were as such, the Bundys were actively making America great again at the time. This was under the Obama administration.
Yes, exactly right.
Well, let me tell you what a good response to that is. If somebody says, what are you, anti-government? Say, no, I'm anti-incorporated government. And that cuts right to the chase of this private entity operating under color of law, doing business instead of public servanting. They're serving themselves and their shareholders. Who are your shareholders, Mr. Corporate Officer? You start calling them that, start taking them to task on what they are, which is commercial code enforcement agents enforcing contract law on people who never consented to any contract. That's why the attorney liars have to come up with implied consent, constructive possession, and a whole bunch of other lies. Anyway, back to you, John.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Right now we're just kind of playing it day to day here. We've got a few more days yet for the 20th, next Wednesday, and we'll see what unfolds. But anything could change from now and to then, even. Every day with these new motions, there's all kinds of new things we're going to be finding out. One of the things we did, I posted a picture today. It was an exhibit, a government exhibit that has been shown in court. And I think everybody should take a good look at that picture if they get a chance off of my Facebook page, or share it, copy it, do whatever they can. But that picture multiple people that are on the bridge in the wash area back in 2014, and they got them color-coded with red and different colors and blue and yellow. And
I already grabbed it. We'll be putting it out. Yes. Hey, John, I already grabbed it. We'll be putting it out on RBN's Facebook page. I'll send it over to my producer to put it out on the website.
That's important to look at there. That is, that they color-coded people to who they was going to kill first. And there's a lot of people that are missing in the wash area. But those red dots were who they were going to kill first. And had orders to kill. So it's very important that people see that and see how they just selectively started picking out people who they were going to kill.
Yeah, Jack McLam told us about that a long time ago, Officer Jack McLam.
Yes.
You know, well, this is what we... what we're facing, but it seems to me that the information is coming to the surface. They can't, this isn't like any other trial I've ever seen in modern history. You know, and I sent you over, and I'm gonna get with you after the show, John, and send you over a copy of our research on the Reconstruction Replacement Government. I think it'll explain to you what you're seeing manifest itself in the courts there. I urge you to give it a read and to share it around.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, please do, and I will.
And if you talk to Ammon, I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to talk to you tonight. If you give it a chance to talk to Ammon, give him a heads up. I'm going to try and call him and get him on the show. I'll call Ryan tonight if it's not too late when I get off, but... We'll have these folks come in and give us updates as well, because these are some of the finest men that I've ever had the pleasure of knowing. They're the salt of the earth. They literally would give you the shirt off their back. They would help anyone. They don't care. I know all of the memes out there. They don't care what race you are. They don't care what persuasion you are. All people came to that ranch of all races and creeds. One of Cliven's bodyguards who loved him the most, what a nice fella he was, an African-American male, and he was one of the nicest people I ever met too, Bear. And he was, he was just completely offended by the way the mainstream media tried to make everyone look like we were a bunch of I'm not even going to use the words and justify it. It's just absolutely ridiculous. It's especially in Oregon, too. We had, we had Japanese, we had Native Americans, we had black, white. The only thing we didn't have out there was Smurfs. And everybody came together. It was one of the most amazing things that I had ever seen. But anyway, I digress.
Some of them come and testified in the Oregon trial, in the first one we had there, that were there at the refuge. There was like Arthur Lee Rice, a gentleman from Idaho.
Oh, yes.
He came and testified in the behalf of the Bundys in the first trial, and he tried to come and testify in the second trial, but Judge Anna Brown refused his testimony. But that gentleman's
a
great guy. What's that?
They refuse a man's... See, this is another part of the system that I have a real problem with. You're supposed to make a defense against the government budget and lawyers and who knows how much money they've put into the prosecution. You have people that want to come and give their testimony. You know, this is the problem with these administrative courts, where the judge is just supposed to be somewhat of a referee. But withholding information like Lee Arthur Rice to the jury doesn't give the jury the full picture. It doesn't give them the full story. And as far as I'm concerned, when you prevent people like that from being able to testify on the behalf of men that are looking at 60-plus years in jail, that is a crime in and of itself.
Yes, it definitely is, and they've the judge supposedly is the one who's supposed to be playing non-biased, and she's sitting there micromanaging and telling who's going to testify and who's not, and what evidence is going to be able to be heard before the jurors. That's the reason we had two other trials that both of them were not fair trials. But thankfully, the jurors seen through a lot of that corruption and still acquitted all these guys. Even if in the first trial, two of them did get found guilty on a few of the charges, these charges should be able to be overturned now with what we have found out, and get these guys released here hopefully pretty soon.
Absolutely.
She's conspiring with assassins. I would have a big sign out there that says, Senorita Huachacho Navarro is conspiring with assassins.
Yeah, exactly. I would be remiss if I didn't mention everybody, free Jerry DeLumis. Oh, my goodness. What a travesty that was.
It definitely
Absolutely.
Is.
Well, and, you know, let me ask you this question, okay? If this list gets released and this alleged list actually exists, and I'm doing that for a reason, John, as you know.
Yes. Well, I totally understand.
Right. So, but if that's the case and they have that kill list, obviously more than one person knows about that kill list, would that or would that not be able to backtrack on each one of them under 18 U.S. Code 1117, conspiracy to murder, if two or more persons conspire to violate section 111, 1111, 1114, 1116, or 1119 of this title, one or more of such persons do any overt act to affect the object of the conspiracy, each shall be punished by imprisonment for any time of years of life.
Well, yes, you know, not only that, but John, just for 1 second, I don't know how many people really fully watched it carefully, the Lavoie Finicum murder, but mm-hmm. one of the officers on scene, as soon as Lavoie hit the ground, took a step forward with a big middle finger and gave Lavoie the finger as he lay bleeding and dead.
Am I still here?
Yes, I seen that on that video. I 100% seen that after it happened.
That I don't know if that's the definition of malice.
It definitely is. And you know, the prosecution, I think I said it on the show the other day here, and before I even knew of all this information that just has been leaked out, that Myrie the other day was obviously scared and shaking. He was shaking so bad in court that his hands, he could not control them. It was the first time I ever seen him literally shaking, that we've seen him from across the courtroom. He never said a word. He never got up to talk, but he was just sitting over there shaking. And multiple ones of us seen this in the courtroom.
I call that the fear of God.
Yes.
They know. they knew at that time this list existed. It just was surfacing at that moment. And they know that they're in trouble now. They know that some charges are likely to be filed against them. The very least, they should lose their jobs. That we're hoping that other officials will stand up and do their job. We'll see if they do, but that they should.
Okay,
lock them up.
We're about to run into the break. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio broadcast with John Lamb. Tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our pay tax. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, rose the sea of tears. With no provisions, but no faces, oh, the straits of fear.
Welcome back, Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, with Tom Lacovara Stewart, Lori Anderson, Eric Hughes, and special guest tonight, John Lamb, reporting from boots on the ground presence all this time there, and he spent in Las Vegas, Nevada, bringing us, shining the light on into the darkness there of the Bundy trial. God bless him for that. I don't know what we would do without folks like John Lamb out there doing this job. This man has sacrificed quite a bit to bring us this information. And boy, what a show tonight that we get to share with our listeners about this. So, what more do we need to know here, John?
Well, we're going to keep moving forward here, one day at a time. We've got a couple more days this week. We've got another hearing or so that's going to take place, but it's still under seal at the moment. I'm going to glean everything I can from it. We're going to be there at court, whether we're allowed inside or not. And then coming up this next Wednesday, the 20th, I'm going to be there. We've got people from all over the country that are showing up. We're welcoming other people. We're demanding that the 20th, that this court allows us in the courtroom, that we do not have a sealed hearing on this coming Wednesday, that the public gets to observe it. It should be a public trial. It's our right. And we're demanding that we get to go in. We'll see if that happens. We've got people, like I said, coming from all over the country that's going to join us on the 20th. We have obtained an attorney. We're filing a federal lawsuit against the court for the rights, and I don't know all the details of that suit just yet, but we're demanding that they release all of these sealed documents to us, that nothing is kept secret any longer in this trial, that we get to see it ourselves. Yes.
Suggestion: file a petition. Real simple. Keep it simple, as few words as possible, but just get the point across with the chief administrative judge for that circuit. She's going to have a boss. Yeah. There's going to be a chief. It's called a chief administrative judge or the senior judge for that, and then file with that court clerk, file something in paper. Then they can't ignore it, like as if you were just asking in, you know, verbally and in front of the court. You file a paper with the next higher court above her, and you'll have some, at least it'll stir the pot enough to where they may put enough pressure on her to let you in the door.
Yeah, that's a really good observation. Good observation. Yep, there you go. Good observation.
That's exactly what we're doing. We're not going to let it go.
Is there any numbers or anybody that we can call that would help put pressure on this situation? I know that Kelly made a call the other day. It was quite an impressive one. Do you have any recommendations on that?
Well, go ahead there.
You go, John. I was going to say I'll try to dig something up for tomorrow's broadcast, but
John,
what do you have?
John, go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, definitely. Someone I recommend is the governor of this state, the representatives of this state of Nevada. They are responsible ultimately, even if it's a federal case. These men are, a lot of them are from Nevada, especially the Bundys, and this case happened here. It should have never been in the federal court. And these men have the jurisdiction to step in and stop what's going on and demand that these courts are public, demand that all this stuff gets sealed.
I would definitely include them with a copy of every the paper you're filing with the chief administrative judge, send a copy to the governor's office. But you want to know who's going to squeeze them and the you-know-what's a little bit harder is the judicial vicar or the vicar general. And the vicar general for Las Vegas is Robert Stokic. He works right under the archbishop. He's the guy behind the courts who you really want to, if you start sending copies of your paperwork to his office, you're going to see results, trust me.
Yeah.
Good point. We'll definitely start doing that.
Yep.
Stokic. Stokig. First name Robert. Diocese of Las Vegas.
Excellent.
So a quick question, John. I want to make sure I understand correctly. This week, they're still having a bunch of different, quote-unquote, secret or sealed, as they like to call them, hearings, and this is about the evidence that has been withheld and the different situations like that, the motions that the defendants have put before the judge. Is that correct?
That is correct. So the judge has given different deadlines for the prosecution, like noon today, to turn some turn some evidence back over and answer some other questions. She's given another deadline tomorrow for the defense at noon. So these different deadlines the defense attorneys and the prosecutors are trying to meet, and some of these, I understand one of the next meetings that's going to take place is on Friday. There's going to be a sealed hearing then to answer some of this stuff, and possibly another sealed hearing on the following Tuesday, the 19th, and then again on the 20th for the final answer to all of this is what is supposed to, I'm understanding, is supposed to take place. But all of these are sealed up as of right now, and even all of the motions back and forth have been sealed so far, except with exceptions of just a few things that Ryan Bundy has filed and a few other things, but most of it's all under seal.
Which, of course, violates the right to speedy and public trial.
Exactly.
On top of that, you said that Wednesday the 20th, that is when everyone is going to be there, and hopefully enough pressure can be put on where this can be a public trial, which is what it's supposed to be in the first place. I find it ironic that they're trying to kind of do that 360 around the jury. Oh, we have a jury here, but they're trying to hold everything in their sealed hearings because they don't want the jury to get the real information, but they want that pretense of a jury trial, even though they are not there to go through any and all of this. I also found it amazing the last time you were on, if I'm not mistaken, didn't you say when all this was coming about on the day that they dismissed the jurors, didn't it come about that the prosecution was asking for more time?
Yes, the prosecution keeps asking for more time to follow their answers and their their motions, claiming that it's so these motions that the defense is filing is so hard on them, or have the time to answer them all back.
Well, this is what I find amazing about that. Number one, they've had 3 years. Just saying. And if they're talking about in order to be able to answer the motions that the defendants put forth, okay, well, they have tons of quote-unquote attorneys paid by our taxpayer dollars, so they should have absolutely no problem getting to this. And, you know, it is not for the government to be...
Lori.
Have it in their behalf. It is more for to be on the behalf of the individuals, which, of course, they flip.
Yep, Lori, we have callers on the line. Callers, I want to get to real quick, if we can. We have James Madison. James Madison, you're on the line, James. James Madison, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead. You want to ask a question or make a comment?
Yeah, what I haven't heard on the deal is how is this, what is the next step? Should this be dismissed or called a mistrial or whatever, like it should be? What is the next step for the other trial, other trials of people who've already been gone through trials? And also, I would assume that they pull the same crooked stuff in Oregon, and how do we, the people, go about exposing the corruption and so forth that was happened in Oregon so that we can get justice for LaVoy?
I think that's a good question, though, James. It's a domino effect, because what these prosecutors have hid, they've hid all along. So what we just uncovered, or the defense team uncovered with these other whistleblowers, is enough evidence to go all the way back to change all these convictions, and that's what they don't want to hear. And that's why we want it public. That's why we want it all unsealed. The public should get to see what the government's been hiding all along. It definitely is not benefiting the defense or any of these defendants that have been locked up or been held. It doesn't benefit them at all. It's only been benefiting the government, and there's a reason for it, and that's why we want it all uncovered. Because of that, all of that can be used to overturn all these other charges that any of the other guys have been convicted of or even pled to.
Yeah, one thing, excuse me for saying this, John, I know you don't do it, but I've been supportive of many of the P3s over the years, ever since I was at the Bundy Ranch in 2014. But I would like to say that anybody that is enjoying or appreciates John Lamb's reporting and stuff and being down there, feel free to, you know, help him out and support his efforts down there, because he's giving us information that, and true information that we would not get otherwise from any source, especially mainstream media or anybody else. I got to give a shout out to Sherry Duvall for her being down there all the time, and Shauna Cox and Laz for their excellent research and all they've done. But I did like to say that more than anything, I really appreciate John Lynn reporting. I depend on it because we all know that there's plenty of unindicted co-conspirators out there, and it means a lot to everybody.
Well, amen to that. I certainly wholeheartedly agree with you. And folks, John Lamb has a PayPal account. John, can you give us the how do we get you at PayPal?
They can go to my email, which is johnlamb72.jl@gmail.com.
Okay, and your PayPal, I believe, is paypal.me/John Lamb. Is that correct?
That's correct. Both of those, that email or that other way, will both get you there. So if you go to PayPal and put in that email, or put it in like you just said there, that both will work.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, James. I appreciate that.
Yes, thank you,
no
James.
Problem,
that's
sir.
PayPal. That's paypal.me/John Lamb. paypal.me/John Lamb. And we need people like that. I mean, it's so critically important. What a perfect observation, James Madison. I know who James Madison is. God bless you, buddy. Is there anything else you'd like to add, right, James, before we get to the next caller?
Go to the next caller, sir. I appreciate y'all.
All right. God bless you. We have Ron on line one. Ron, are you with us?
Yes. Being that I unfortunately had a very unique background, I had to be forced to be taught law as a teenager, and I used my private constitutional rights to contract. I had to call over 100 CEOs of law firms before I could find a CEO of a law firm that had the nerve to privately meet with me with a, quote, friend as my lawful witness, so that I could then use my private constitutional rights to contract and not claim and or ever believe that I'm a one-person know-it-all because of the integrity and the amount of compounding intelligence needed for we the people to truly unite privately across the board and really make this country a better place, especially for what I was going through medically due to the deceit and fraud and cover-up that took place against me from the age of 3 forward that nobody was ever providing. And so, in so doing, I basically requested that individual who privately met with me to show proof that I would also protect their, quote, de facto public privilege side, end quote, to practice through their state bar, in which is a privilege, not a right. And
that's right.
Would request that they prepare also a, quote, non-disclosure, non-circumvent document. And if they did, then I would request that they would also pretend that they were me for a, quote, 6 month time frame, so that the lawsuit would also be dated for the public de facto privilege age limit of 18. And I'm going to be blessed that year because my 18th birthday fell on a weekday.
And hey, I would ask you, I'd ask you to do me a favor when you're finished on the show tonight.
Yeah.
If you have my email, it's Lacovara, LACOVARA, at journalist.com.
One more time.
Yep.
Hold on.
Good.
One more. Repeat it again.
LACOVARA at journalist.com.
LACOVARA.
At journalist.com.
LACOVARA.
A-R-A, L-A-C-O-V-A-R-A at journalist.com. That's with the capital L. Send me an email if you would after the show. I'd really appreciate it.
Well, I think I'll do one better. How about, because I know too much, okay? How about giving me an address? I know too much about what's going on the internet, too.
Well, that's about the best that I can do. I'm in a federal halfway house right now, brother.
If you want to send it to me, you can send it to
Eric. All right, get with my producer and give him that information. Don't call it out over the air.
Okay, exactly. Well, I give out my address. It doesn't matter. Yeah, if Mike has it, he can give it to you. If not, call in tomorrow when Mike on the board will have it.
Okay, great.
Okay, call Mike.
That's what I need. Any other observations you'd like to make there, Ron?
Yes, well, there's something that's important that I want to share with the Bundy family. I have the utmost respect for what they've done as well. I wish there were more people like that during my life, but I had to actually leave the subject matter jurisdiction of the United States to even find a specialist that was even willing to challenge me, and that took 29 years later after my 18th birthday.
But, No, I understand what you're talking about, brother.
Okay. So my information ended up being requested to be documented, and I just asked them not to use my name. I said it's the medical information that's important, not my name. And ended up having free brain surgery because of it. But for the Bundy family, I cannot stress the importance of everybody talks about rights, but the most important thing that everybody here that's involved with this case, it is so critically important that the Bundys understand what their true rights are to the point that they must tell that attorney or attorneys what to do. And the best way to tell them, therefore there cannot be any mistake that they weren't told, everybody's been taught, certified, notarized, registered receipt. Certified, notarized, registered receipt. They're told in that fashion, there's no mistaking that they've been told. So that case, all the way to the highest court, what's the highest court in our country? Ninth Circuit. Mm-hmm.
Excellent information. Do you have any other questions for John Lamb?
All jurisdictions are to be notified.
That's correct.
At all times. I cannot stress this enough. I adore that family, and I've never met one of them. I have the utmost respect for what they've done, as well as what this broadcast system does. And I'm currently also doing this for someone this individual Republic broadcast is very close to, and I won't mention that person's name on the phone because of what we're currently doing at the moment, and we're having a very good time. Even though the harm just recently took place. So we're going to make sure that everybody has been appropriately notified at all levels, and we're going to make sure that they're going to be held. And I'm emphasizing the importance of we must make sure that we hold all personnel, both personally as well as professionally, accountable. We can't just
I couldn't have said that any better. I thank you for your call, sir. We're going to have to give John the last couple minutes. We have a few minutes left, and God bless you for that call. Thank you very much for that. John, we have a few minutes left, and if you'd like to address our public there and let us know what we can do aside from what you've already told us or how people can support the Bundys themselves, any information that you have, now's the time.
Well, one of the things we've got is that has helped us out so much in this case is some of the private defense attorneys that these guys have hired, especially Ammon Bundy. He has got a great legal team. They fight hard for him day and day and night. They were actually there in Oregon also to help with the first acquittal. And so Morgan Philpott and Mumford and that team there, Rick Kerber, are some great guys. And without them, we wouldn't be where we're at in this case right now. If anybody can throw some support their way, that would be awesome. I know that that legal team has a way to do that, and it's BundyDefense.com. And if they want to support them in any way, please do so. That's one of the reasons we're winning this case, because of that great legal team.
And John, tell people, the listeners, where they can be on December the 20th for the court, and what time court is supposed to start on the 20th if they want to be there for courtroom observation as well, if you can manage to have enough people.
Yeah, court's supposed to start at 8 a.m. on December the 20th. That's when we're supposed to get our answers for all these mistrial, dismissal-type motions. And it will be at 333 Las Vegas Boulevard, right downtown Las Vegas at the federal courthouse at 8 a.m. We'll be there. Anybody who can come, even if we can't get in the courtroom, we're going to be outside holding signs. We're going to be passing out information on why these courts should not be sealed, and we should have a public court. And we should have the rights to be in that court.
Yep.
Okay, we have a couple more callers on the line. In the meantime, we're going to try and get to them real quick. Stacy in Las Vegas. Stacy, you're on the line.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, honey. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, this is Stacy from Las Vegas, and I have a question for John. If he believes that this is why Dan Love was not allowed to testify in the first two trials.
It is definitely why. It's definitely why his emails, everything of Dan Love's have been kept a secret. So I definitely believe that's why.
Yeah, it just certainly seems plausible because his testimony and what he had knowledge of was so pertinent to what happened out there.
It definitely is. And we know that they do not want him. Dan Love has been fired in the past few months here from the BLM. He no longer works for them. But they're still trying to protect him and keep him out of this trial. The judge does not want him to testify, and neither does the prosecution.
How could you keep the special agent in charge from testifying in this trial and even justify it? That blows my mind.
Oh, Stacey, wait, Tom, thank you. Let's not forget.
Hold on. Stacy, thank you for your call. We have one more caller on the line I want to get to. But go ahead, Lori, with your thought real quick. We're running out of time.
Yeah, I was just going to say, let's not forget Dan Love was also the one that went in front of the grand jury that ensured these indictments.
Yeah, exactly. That just blows my mind. Okay, Rick in Nevada. Go ahead. You're on.
Yeah, this question is for John. Does Mr. Whipple and do the attorneys in the Oregon case file a civil lawsuit for the torture of Ammon Bundy and for the murder of Lavoy Finicum? And do they sue Special Agent in Charge Portland, FBI, Greg Bretzing?
Only when this trial's over.
Yeah, some of that's going to be over with. There are lawsuits pending right now on the treatment of the prisoner in prison. Whipple has filed lawsuits along with Larry Klayman. And those lawsuits, or one of those, is going to be heard the 19th in Washington, D.C. by Larry Klayman and his team. So that's coming up just next week also.
God bless his efforts.
Yeah, normally you cannot, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to sue a prosecutor or a judge while they're in the midst of trying you on charges. But if it's a separate thing with abuse in the prison system, yeah, that's a good way to get it heard before these trials are over and get it all out there right now as early as possible.
All right, John, thank you so much for joining us. This is going to be all for me tonight, Tom Lacombe-Stewart. I'm going to turn it over in the second hour to Lori Anderson and Eric Hughes. God bless all of you. Resurrect the Republic. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.